It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, I'm Larry Gregory. I'm here with William Randlett, Senior VP of Product Development at Goldleaf Financial Corp. Goldleaf provides solutions for the banking industry. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So I wanted to ask you about your use of WPF and Silverlight and how you're innovating using those technologies.
So Silverlight, we've created a web application that fronts one of our recently released web services. And so we use Silverlight because, for one, it was kind of cool. But also, we felt like that was going to give us the best user experience. One of the things that differentiates our products in the market has been user experience. And we felt like we couldn't get what we wanted. We probably could have eventually gotten with Ajax, but we felt like the development time frame would have been really a lot longer than with Silverlight. And so we decided to go with Silverlight for that web app. And we're using WPF. We've got an application that runs in bank branches, and it needs a technology refresh. And one of the things we were trying to accomplish was really improve the user interface for it, because the user interface right now is it's certainly dated. And it can be a bit difficult to navigate around and just to grok it on your own. And so we're trying to improve that. So we've totally taken and wiped out the or created a new user interface layer using the back existing code and then doing comm interop to that and totally writing a whole new front end with WPF.
Okay, and how does that surface in terms of customer benefit or value?
Well, on that particular application, again, the actual end user is going to get benefit because it'll be easier for them to figure out the application. We're taking also the opportunity to simplify it. We're adding the ribbon, so it'll be that nice looking, but also easily discoverable. So we're working on discoverability, and the ribbon control from CodePlex is the thing we're using for that. We're using animations to. Help the user understand what's going on and to show progress and to let the user see transitions from one thing to the other when transitions wouldn't necessarily be obvious. So that's really cool. And then the benefit we're going to get out of it, for our direct benefit, is that we feel like it'll be easier to support going forward, because we also took the opportunity to put in a better development framework and to put tests around, automated tests around everything.
Okay. What guidance would you give other software companies that are looking to leverage Silverlight setting?
Well, so the Silverlight, what we did is we started with a partner. We actually worked with Wintellect, and we went that route because they already had experience. They'd done some stuff with Microsoft, actually. They developed some things for Microsoft. And so we worked with them because we could get a jump start. And then we learned from them. They taught us a whole bunch of stuff about Silverlight. And then, of course, we ended up with source code. So we're supporting that. We're modifying it. All the teams are loving it because they enjoy working on something new. So there's the internal benefit of getting, people excited about the new technology as well. And the great thing about that, again, that's we're putting that on a web application. And for the same reason, we get the good usability, the rich user experience out of that as well. And so the end user benefits, the bank benefits because they got a great app, and we have internal benefits as well.
Okay. What's next in terms of new technology horizons for Goldleaf?
Well, so I'm pretty excited about the virtualization stuff that's coming out. So we've got there are new versions apparently coming out for Virtual Machine Manager and Systems Center Operations Manager that seem to offer some really cool things around managing virtual machines. In addition to that, Visual Studio Team System Team Lab looks really exciting. They showed that at the PDC. And the things around being able to spin up acceptance test boxes and then spin them down, that's the most, we're doing those things now, but it's all being handcrafted. And so we're pretty excited about some of the stuff that's coming out with that and helping us manage the test labs with virtualization.
So William, thank you very much for taking the time to meet with us today.
Thank you again for having me. I enjoyed it.